This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
And now,
be curious, not judgmental.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
May not even be safe, probably not for your workers even.
Streaming on WEEI.com and everywhere on the Odyssey app.
Threatening to kill or to chop off this random man's penis. And I guess it would be killed because I think that's a major artery. So if you get the penis, you
no,
die.
No, because who's the one that...
Lorena Bobbitt.
Yeah, Bobbitt.
Oh, so you could survive without one?
The blood only flows there when you need it to flow there.
This is...
The Greg Hill Show.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
What's up, G-Man? How you doing?
Hilly. We're happy to have the Hill Man.
I love the show, by the way. It's great.
Starring Greg Hill.
Most disgusting cheese in the history of all cheeses.
Blue.
American.
That is, get you out of this country.
Featuring the original spark of the Pats dynasty.
They jello for us.
Wiggy.
I'm also confused. Wiggy thought that crab rangoon had ricotta.
Is that what
you told me? It's cream cheese.
Oh, okay.
Joined by the relationship alpha.
Courtney, I'm not really sure I understand that.
Courtney Cox.
To then come into this position as Ime Udoka screws everybody. And you're Joe Mazzulla stepping in?
Literally.
Oh, well, yes.
And accompanied by...
Hi.
Two big brains behind the glass.
David Ortiz.
Curtis.
Good morning. Good morning, Mr. Judon. What the hook gun be?
And Shime.
I am the biggest nerd at this station.
If I hadn't met her myself, I would guess that your girlfriend was fake.
Now...
But we've got to be role models.
Right.
Oh, God.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
You massholes!
Gave them a lot of what for.
You just have no idea what you're talking about.
On Boston Sports Original.
Beers. Brushing beers. I'm watching the Pats.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill. Greg Hill.
Show.
Greg Hill. Show. All right.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Personal question, if I may.
Please do, Greg.
Did you and the girlfriend meet on Twitch or in real life?
No, we actually met in... technically, we met on the internet, but not in Twitch.
Most people do.
What do you mean, technically, on the internet?
Well, like a dating app.
Oh, which one?
Honestly, couldn't tell you. I don't remember.
Oh, that's
that means
a
it was bad. That means it was a bad one.
Why?
No,
the bad
I honestly
ones?
Don't remember. Yeah, I mean, like, Tinder is a little bit...
I think it was Bumble, but I'm not sure.
Okay, that's a good one.
It is?
Bumble and Hinge are the best.
What's wrong with Tinder?
Yeah, what's wrong with that
Tinder
one?
Is more of a hookup.
Oh.
What about Grindr?
Yeah, I mean, the best is Raya, if you can get on. I never could.
Oh, yeah. Raya is the one where people are trying to meet a celebrity. Mm-hmm. Is that what that is?
Oh, is that the one Dave uses in the FX show Dave when he meets Doja Cat?
Probably. You're supposed to be a creator, to be on it.
Oh, all right. Do you think I should get on a dating app?
Raya would suit you well. If you want to meet Emrat, that is how you do it.
I thought they had like a rich person's dating app.
Raya.
Oh, is that what that is?
Yeah, you have to like apply.
Yeah, that's called the Echelon Pool.
I locked myself out of my Echelon place this morning, which made me a little bit late. I left the key inside, which I suppose I could have just come to work and got the key later, but I was all panicked and flummoxed this morning, Curtis.
Oh, so, man. I'm setting up your app right now. You have a voracious appetite for life.
It must have been that killer storm that had you all flustered.
Yeah, that's
got pummeled last night, didn't we?
I don't know. How did Curtis and the rest of the meteorologists miss that one?
No, they what happened? And missed.
Well, it was the Alberta Clipper hung a left turn out of nowhere. It was just like, oop, it did the oop-de-oop.
I woke up this morning. I was like, wow, it's beautiful out here.
Now, you are being, yesterday it was me.
Uh-huh.
Right now, this morning, you are being accused of suffering from severe bedhead in the Twitch chat this morning.
It's called curls. Yeah. It's called, most white people don't know what it is.
Good
so
volume,
it's
Wiggy.
Not bedhead.
Hey, I had curls when I had hair, Wiggy. I'm white.
Quick congratulations to Rob on a golf course.
Right.
First in on the Twitch chat.
Okay. Yeah, we love Rob.
Rob!
So, you can watch this show on Twitch. Just go to Twitch and follow WEEI.
I love you, Rob.
What would be, now you have me thinking about Raya, what are the chances that I could connect with Emily Ratajkowski? Like, how many swipes away do you think she is from me?
I think you would get up pretty quickly.
Yeah,
I have, from my friends that are on the app, they say that you see a celeb every other swipe.
Really?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like a real celeb?
Like Diplo.
Back up. Who's
names.
Your friends on it?
Big names.
No, I know, but who do you know that's on the celebrity app?
Who do I know that's on?
Right.
I have a few friends.
Okay.
But don't you have to be a celebrity to be on it?
You have to be a creator.
Ah.
So.
What define creator. What
well,
does that
I have
mean?
One
An influencer.
I have one friend who works for Billboard Music.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Right. So right. She's on.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, all right. Okay. Yeah. So I have a few reporter
so
friends who
yeah,
are
I mean,
on.
Now all that reporter friends. All right. So all you got to do is be in the media.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now that Ken's a BM, if he were to be single, he could get on.
Oh, yeah. With that do-rag, too, he would.
By the way, he gets named brand manager and then he's out of town just flexing for a week.
Well, he said on site.
No, he said to me flex.
What is he said he's off site. Isn't that what he said?
Yeah. Till Friday.
I think he would have said that he was doing some field work, but hasn't that been canceled? you can't say that anymore, right? working in the field?
Right.
He said, I'm out on assignment until Friday.
Well, I sent him a text after the show. I said, everything okay? And he said, yes, hashtag flex, all good.
What, is he at like the Shriners Bowl in Las Vegas doing some scouting for Belichick?
It might be.
I'll tell you who is at work. One Patrick Mahomes, full practice, ready to go.
Yep.
Is there any chance... That I mean, listen, the alternative, I guess, is Chad Henne. So the question's already been answered. But is there any chance that he is doing a disservice to his Kansas City Chiefs by playing in this game?
No.
Because Patrick Mahomes on one leg is still better than half of the NFL.
Yes. Okay. Even if he's 50%.
No, if he practices, Wiggy, I don't want to hear anything about the injury.
Yeah.
Full participant.
I was just going to say, he does a disservice almost to himself. If he has a bad game, there's no, he was injured.
Well, that's
he comes
already
out.
Built in. I mean, stop
no,
it. Let's not act
not
like
if,
it. If the Kansas City Chiefs lose, you are not telling me that a large portion of the football analysts, the football talking heads are going to say, well, he wasn't 100%?
Because he told us yesterday he was.
No, I didn't. I you don't think that there are going to be people out there in the football talking heads that go, well, Mahomes wasn't 100%. He gutted it out. They lost, but he wasn't 100%.
I'm sure people will say and then they'll immediately say, but he
ain't
was full participant on.
Ain't nobody saying all but. Right, we'll I'll see. Be the first to tell you, I would say the same thing. If they lose, Kansas City loses to Cincinnati, you're going to say, well, based on how Mahomes looked, you're going to be a reason why Cincinnati, you know, took advantage and was able to win that game is because Pat Mahomes was hurt.
What a loser's lament.
But it'd be no different from anything. We talked about this a couple of years ago.
Tom Brady had a high ankle sprain in Super Bowl 42. Nobody talked about it when the Giants won the game.
We talked about the Patriots losing in the Super Bowl to the Giants because Rob Gronkowski wasn't 100%.
No, I'm talking about the same injury at the same position.
When was this?
2007. Tom Brady suffered a high ankle sprain against the Chargers in the AFC Championship.
Uh-huh.
He had the boot, if you recall, walking to Radio Row in Arizona.
I don't remember. That undefeated season?
Google it.
I remember.
Curtis knows because he actually purchased the boot at an auction.
No, I gave myself a high ankle sprain so I could really empathize with him.
I remember the conversation.
Yeah. You're like one of those mothers who suffers the pain that her child is suffering from. What do they call that?
I don't know. I was last night. James got his shots yesterday. Holy cow.
Mm-mm.
Oh, man.
Did he run a fever after?
He was screaming all night long.
Right into that thigh they get them.
Oh. Yep.
Poor James.
Has Harry had his shots?
He has.
He has?
He's been an absolute trooper throughout.
Oh, really?
We also, if you have a dog in the city right now, it is So easy. Ever since I have been told, you know, I was shamed for not going to the holiday party, I said, well, Santo, you're not always going to be home. I'm not always going to be home. So we should look into alternative options. So we found a place, Hounds in the Hub. You go on. It's like $20 for them to come walk your dog.
Wait a second. You just got a dog and you're already shipping it off to boarding school every day?
After I was shamed by you and others on this program saying, you could have gotten a dog walker. You could have gotten a dog walker. Well, guess what?
You got a dog walker.
We tried one out. Huh. It was amazing. Not expensive. They send you photos of their walk with him. They give a full report. Did he pee? Did he poop? It's amazing.
So somebody else is taking care of your dog?
No. Oh, see, I'm doomed if I do and I'm doomed if I don't, if you guys. I'm home with the dog all day during the hours of 5 to 10 when I am here, usually 11 when I get home. If Santo has something he has to do in the morning, then now we've had a dog walker to make sure he doesn't have any accidents.
Curtis, if I remember my early days here at WEEI, Mrs. Ordway used to get the same report on Glenn after a show, right? Was that...
I am really concerned
with regard
Greg,
to which he had done one or two
and where he did it. But by the way, I was literally walking in the studio and I was thinking of James and mentioning that he had four teeth, which is officially more than Ordway, which means we were each thinking of Glenn lines this morning, which is a little scary. Glenn had a great day, just number one.
All right, well,
might need a walk later.
Looks like Patrick Mahomes is a go for this weekend, and we will get the opportunity to talk about that and the new offensive coordinator for the New England Patriots with the great Dante Scarnecchia, who will join us at 7:20 on this show for Dante Says. So Dante Says, coming up at 7:20. Dante, unable to join us yesterday, Curtis, because he was pickleballing. Is that correct?
That is correct. He sent an apologetic text after the show saying, sorry, just got this, was busy playing. He calls it PB. So he is an official guy with the pickleball.
Dante said, I
cannot wait to ask Dante about Aaron Rodgers in the Jets, because he has a connection. His son works for the Jets.
Excellent.
That could be an interesting take.
Yes, excellent. All right, Dante Scarnecchia at 7:20 on today's show. Before that, we will get to this morning's leads in just about 10 minutes at 6:25. The news after Dante with Courtney and why a mom is suing a school that won't allow her to volunteer anymore. Is Florida not like the rest of us? And also, we will get to the dumbest of the day with Courtney around 7:45 or 7:50, and what a college hoop ref did mid-game means that he is my soulmate. So we'll get to that during the news coming up at 7:30 or thereabouts. They said it at 8 instead of 7:20 because Dante is on. They said it, a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports, and it's a Bruins Thursday. I believe I have back-to-back Bruins leads yesterday and today.
Wow.
Look at you go.
Yeah, I'm tired of people on this radio station ignoring the potentially historically best hockey team in the history of the game. So I believe I have a back-to-back Bruins lead this morning. It's Bruins Thursday. Mike Milbury will join us at 8:20 on today's program, and right now, Courtney, and what is trending?
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Subaru of New England. Yes, we've got both the Celtics and the Bruins in action tonight. The Knicks are in town at the TD Garden. Tip is at 7:30. We've got improvements when it comes to the injury report. The only addition to Danilo is Marcus Smart, who's still out with that right ankle sprain. The Bruins are in Florida taking on the Lightning. Puck drop at 7 p.m., like Greg said. Mike Milbury on the show this morning to talk all things Bees. And yesterday we talked about the Shrine Bowl coaching staff with no Steve Belichick. Well, Tommy Curran tweeted last night that Steve Belichick is indeed on the coaching staff for the Shrine Bowl. Some eyebrows raised that he wasn't listed. I'm told it was an oversight by the Shrine folks.
Okay.
How does that happen? I'm sorry. They heard that the media was talking about it. Where's Steve? And Bill said, We got to fix this right now.
Brian Belichick was on there. How can you forget Steve Belichick?
Oh, yeah. I know. It is a little bit odd, but it really doesn't matter much. I mean, it is what
it
is.
The guy's got the craziest tongue in football.
It mattered yesterday. Well, now it doesn't matter all of a sudden. Well, it don't matter.
I think it matters more now.
You do? Yeah.
Everybody was talking about how he wasn't on the staff. Then there was this whole conspiracy theory. Say. And then all of a sudden when I saw that, it's like, oh, now it doesn't matter. You know, it's just a simple typo.
Well, Dan Orlovsky is all fired up when it comes to Mac Jones and Bill O'Brien working together. Greg, you're going to love this. Here's what he had to say.
First, I was wrong. It's not great. It's perfect for Mac. This was the hoped ideal situation for Mac. I think, number one, Mac is one of those players that he really needs to be coached very hard. Bill O'Brien is going to bring that. A big part of Bill's offense is the vertical pass game. Mac thrives in that stuff. He wants that stuff. He's got great feel for those. Big part of Bill O'Brien's offense. Third, Bill has always given his quarterbacks great autonomy at the line of scrimmage. Control, get us in and out of the right plays. Mac obviously thrives in that, has the great intelligence for that.
So there you have it. And he goes on to say that we're going to see good play from Mac Jones early on.
Well, we're going to have to see exceptional play from Mac this season. Because I think if he has like he had with Josh McDaniels his first year, where it's good, but he's not like, when you think about him compared to the other guys, you don't instantly put him on that category. I think he has to have a 35-plus touchdown season and less than 10 interceptions.
And if I were in charge, which I'm not, I would begin every Orlovsky interview with grace. Just a quick little prayer. Thank you, baby Jesus, for this opportunity to talk football.
All right, and like we talked about, Patrick Mahomes says he's good to go when it comes to this weekend. He was a full participant in practice yesterday. The NFC and AFC championship games are set Sunday at 3. We've got 49ers and Eagles in Philly. And the 6:30 Bengals and Chiefs, no neutral site needed. This one is going through the home of Patrick Mahomes in Kansas City. Reminder that all these games can be heard right here on WEEI. So listen on 93.7 or for free on the Odyssey app.
And what's up with Garoppolo? Is he still a game time decision? I thought I saw that somewhere.
Yeah, I think he is. I think it doesn't matter. They're still going to ride Brock Purdy.
Oh, okay.
Go outside and play in a brand new all-wheel drive 2023 Subaru. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
All right, Courtney, thank you. 53 degrees and rainy in Boston right now. The afternoon high will be in the mid-50s. It's supposed to go down tonight into the low 20s tomorrow, so enjoy the warmth while it's out.
You people never apologize.
I don't know what you mean by you people. I take offense.
You meteorologists. You get us all worked up. You say a major storm is coming. There's no snow out there.
Well, here's the situation.
You said 2 to 4 inches in Boston.
Nope,
yesterday.
1 to 3. Open up those ears. Unlock the door to your brain, like your front door at Echelon.
One to three. I mean, there's not even a quarter of an inch outside.
Well, here's the situation.
It snowed for like 4 minutes yesterday.
I went grocery shopping beforehand to make sure I was all stocked up.
Curtis owes you receipts. Give me receipts on that.
Do me a favor and send an email to Mother Nature, because I just am a conduit for her.
All right, Curtis. We'll let you go on this one. Oh. We will get to today's leads coming up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love, all streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
Sold an empty house.
So hold my hand, I'll walk with you, my dear.
The stairs creak as you sleep, it's keeping me awake.
It's the house telling you to close your eyes.
And some days I can't even trust myself.
It's killing me to see this way. Cause though the truth may vary, this ship will carry on.
It is a Bruins Thursday. Mike Milbury will join us at 8:20 on this morning show. Before that, though, Dante Scarnecchia will join us at 7:20 for Dante Says and a chance to get Dante's thoughts on Bill O'Brien, who will be the offensive coordinator for the New England Patriots this upcoming season. By the way, Wiggs, you've enraged some on the Subaru of New England text line, which is 37937.
Okay.
Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. You suggested that this upcoming season for Mac Jones would be a failure would he not have 35 touchdowns. And a 617 texter says, please, all caps, which means aggressive. Please ask Wiggs about other quarterbacks with 35 touchdowns and which weapons they have. Suggesting that Mac Jones does not have the weapons.
So I got an interesting lead for you about the production that you should see from Mac Jones.
Okay, you want to save it to the lead then?
You got it.
Oh, okay. All right.
For that guy on or gal on the text line.
Sounds like Wiggy was ready with a witty comeback. I didn't even know that was coming from the text
line.
Didn't know.
All staged.
Well, Wiggy is, scripted. So.
I forgot about that. Everything Wiggy says is scripted. Is that what we learned yesterday, Curtis?
Right again.
Yes, okay. All right. 617-779-7937 is a number to call if you'd like to be on the show this morning. If you'd prefer to text, you can text at 37937. And there are many ways in which you can consume this program. If you cannot listen on the radio for some reason, you can stream us at WEEI.com. You can also download the Odyssey app, AUDACY, and then you can listen to us from anywhere at any time. And you can even go back and listen to moments that you may have missed, whether it's an interview or Courtney discussing her dog walker or what have. So download the Odyssey app. It'll just take you a minute or two, and then you can listen to us from anywhere. And you can politely ask your smart speaker to play 93.7 WEEI every morning when you wake up.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Girl, you really got me going. You got me so I don't know what I'm doing. Yeah, you really got me now. You got me so I can't sleep at night.
That is the kick, Sean, all day and all of the night, correct? Or You Really Got Me?
You Really Got Me.
Ray Davies was just singing it, and I said the wrong title. What is wrong with me? Yeah, You Really
Got Me. Old man moment, it's fine.
Why did you choose that?
You know, Greg, if you haven't noticed, I'm really trying to go with a good variety in the lead songs. And I felt like the Kinks, I picked it out yesterday. I was like, you know what? I'm going to save that for Thursday. That'd be a great song.
So. You've had a classic rock vibe of late, I will say, which is fine with me, obviously.
Yeah, you know, I'm trying to mix it up a little bit.
Not fine with Wiggy. Wiggy is gives zero love to classic rock.
Nah, don't be fraudulent. I told you, my music knowledge is way wider than yours. So let's not even go down this road. We've already established this numerous times on this show. I don't know as much about classic rock. I know more about 80s rock, but my knowledge of...
You don't know more about 80s rock than I do.
He knows more overall.
Overall. No, I don't know more about 80s rock than you. But I know
A2 Brute?
Well, no, actually, I guess country, you know none.
Right.
Who?
Zero you. Knowledge.
Yeah, I don't know anything
so
about country.
So that is a genre that you lack.
All right, I lack country, but Greg knows nothing about pop music. He knows nothing about hip hop music.
I would say
to be fair, every time
lacks.
I play pop music, you pinch your nose and go, ew. Yeah.
Yes.
Not when I get in my car on the way home and instantly throw on Flowers by Miley Cyrus.
Okay, when you're not with your girlfriend.
probably the greatest banger of a pop song in recent memory, Flowers.
She is a talent. She is
great.
Throwing shade left and right in that music video and in that song.
Mm-hmm. Who's she throwing shade at?
At Liam. Oh. Apparently, the reports are, Liam used the Bruno Mars song that she is. Would you consider that sampling? She's rewording his song for their wedding, and I guess Liam cheated on her in the house that she filmed the music video in. Oh, okay. So she is coming at Liam, and then she's wearing a dress that Jennifer Lawrence wore during the Hunger Games premiere red carpet. So people are speculating that Liam cheated on Miley with Jennifer Lawrence.
All right.
Greg, did you go to see the Hunger Games, and were you wildly disappointed?
Curtis. All right. Today's leads brought to you by Ketch's Law Group. Ketch's has had the backs of New England's construction workers since 1986. You pay nothing unless they win. If you've been injured, get a free evaluation when you call 508-321-7000 or visit catcheslaw.com. Hi, Shine.
Hi, Greg. Well, we are officially 5 days away from legal sports gambling in the state of Massachusetts. Mm. It's a beautiful thing, but I wanted you to be prepared on some things that you can and cannot bet on.
Okay.
So first and foremost, Greg, I know you're a big movie guy.
Uh-huh.
Good news for you. Once gambling opens, you can bet on the Oscars this
year.
Really? Oh, wow. Yes. You are going to be able to bet on the Oscars. You're going to be able to bet on other contests.
Marconi?
Like,
I'm going to lay a couple hundred on Tom Cruise finally winning an Oscar.
For what?
For the Top Gun.
Top Gun Maverick?
Sequel.
Courtney said that was the best movie of all time.
I don't even think he'll be nominated.
No, he's nominated.
They're nominated. Yeah,
the nominations are actually out.
Apparently,
apparently you only know music. You don't know Oscars or football.
Yikes.
I think that it was the best movie of all time,
really?
And I usually don't agree with the Oscars, but I don't think that they're going to win, like, Best Picture.
They nominated him for that?
Yeah, they did, bud. Yeah, it's a great movie.
All right.
I was glued to my seat, and it wasn't because I spilled sauce.
Miles Teller should have been nominated, though.
You think so?
He was.
Miles Teller was good, but Tom
the best
Cruise
part of that movie.
It. Okay. Anyway,
on top of that, you'll be able to bet on the Nathan's hot dog eating competition. You'll also be able to other awards and ceremonies like the Emmys and stuff. But things you won't be able to bet on, Greg. I know you're really upset.
Yeah.
Can't bet on esports. You can't bet on High Lie. You can't bet on cornhole or the Olympics. And you can't bet on chess. I know that one's really going to hurt you. I know you really like to bet on your guy Magnus, but unfortunately you're not going to be able to do that.
Now, there was a back and forth when they were trying to pass the law about betting on college sports. You can bet on college sports, correct?
Yes, you can bet on college sports. I'll double check the actual law for you, but I don't know that you can bet on any in-state college
sports. See, that's
sports.
The thing. I think there was some sort of a nanny state restriction on betting on college sports within the state, which is... I mean, I don't know. Who would you bet on anyway?
Well, BC, I know who I would bet on, but I would lose a lot of money.
Yeah. All right. Shime, thank you. And that begins Tuesday, correct?
Tuesday at 10 a.m. That is correct.
Very exciting. Finally. Curtis, good morning.
Good morning, Greg. By the way, I don't want to go past the Et Tu Brute. Very good.
Thank you.
You know, for a guy that gets criticized for his education
That's
level.
Latin.
Yep. Well, who is saying that?
Caesar.
There we go.
Julius Caesar.
And what do you have to have for lunch?
He's saying it to Brutus.
Yes.
Because Brutus stabbed him.
In the back.
Yeah, in the back.
Unbelievable.
Right. Did you know that?
Yeah, I did know that. I would never stab you in the back, though.
Okay, all right.
Just the front.
Well, you said Wiggy had more knowledge about music.
Well, because you always make it out that Wiggy knows nothing, and I am always taken aback when I listen to Wiggy talk about his music knowledge.
And like I said, he was wrong, because Top Gun was nominated the movie. But when you think of Oscar nominations, and I was thinking Best Actor, Tom Cruise is not nominated for Best Actor.
Okay.
Wrong again.
Anyway, just to clarify, Courtney's friend at the wedding stabbed in the front.
Oh, all right. My.
Go ahead. What?
Dear Lord.
Go ahead.
Can I pass?
Go ahead. What?
Go ahead.
Me?
My
it's,
Lord.
It's Curtis.
Oh, it's Curtis's lead. All right, Curtis, go ahead.
My lead was to compliment your Brutus knowledge.
Oh.
Anyway, Wiggy, you my brain is a mush.
Jeez.
For more reasons than one. Wiggy, you said this weekend, no matter what, it's sort of Mahomes has the out with the ankle. And I think that you and the national media would agree. I believe that the Celtics, in both Jalen and Jason, they have an out, and it's Joe Mazzulla. You're already seeing this after one end-of-game miss, which was Mazzulla hasn't called timeouts. That's not his modus operandi. He likes to let the guys figure it out. He doesn't want to stop the game. Well, B-Rob, my friend, BC Zone, Brian Robb, covers the Celtics for Mass Live. Joe Mazzulla hurts Celtics with questionable timeout choices and loss to Heat. They lose back-to-back games. The story's not Jalen, Jason. It's not Horford. It's not Marcus Smart. It is Joe Mazzulla. And this is the latest and greatest example of what will happen in the event that this team does not win a title, which is why he has not been given the full head coach title without interim, because he will be used as the bugaboo to explain any ills that happen to the Boston Celtics.
Great lead, Curtis.
Great lead, Curtis. All right, Courtney, good morning.
Good morning. Tom Brady watch continues, and there was a video that popped up on the internet yesterday of the quarterback touring schools for his children. Those schools in Miami. Video is out. Ethan has it for those on Twitch right now. Clearly, he doesn't know that he's being filmed. Somebody just started, took out their phone and took this. Kyle Van Noy not having any of it. He tweeted this out saying, this is some BS. Whoever filmed this is whack. Let my man just handle business for his kids. This should not be filmed. I have two things to say about this. One, I don't think this means he's going to the Dolphins. Obviously, Giselle lives in Miami. I think that this, if anything, tells me more that Tom Brady is done. He's hanging them up, and he is going to Miami to ride off in the sunset.
Oh, really?
And I also think Kyle Van Noy should know better. Tom Brady is Tom Brady. If he's touring a school, if he's at the mall, if he's at a park, he's going to be filmed. There's going to be photos being taken. I don't think that this bothers Tom. You can't tell what school it is. I'm sure that if it was plastered in the background, hey, he's here at this school, that could be a little bit of a security breach for his children.
Right.
But this video of him just looking into some classrooms, that's okay.
But I don't get why it matters. Don't we know that Brady is building a home in Miami?
Right.
So
I think he likes the speculation. I think he kind of likes everybody wondering. He acts like he doesn't, but I think and why shouldn't he? I mean, he's the greatest to ever play the game.
No,
and I think by the way, coming up when we get to They Said It at 8:20, a couple people taking shots at Tom Brady when it comes to why he should hang it up. Like it's ridiculous where it comes from, by the way. But the guy, can he not play for another couple years? No, and Curtis, I know you're worried about his health.
Yeah.
But when it comes to his physical abilities, he can play for two more years. It'd be great.
Well, I mean, people are going to want him to play for their team, so the person that's mad at Tom shouldn't be mad at Tom. They should be mad at the people that are offering the contract.
But I don't get, like, it doesn't matter. Where he lives doesn't matter where he plays. Like, just because he's touring schools in Miami,
it does matter because his kids, I believe, were in school in Tampa. If he's taking his kids out of Tampa,
we know he's leaving Tampa and he's moving to Miami.
I think a lot of people, that confirms it. If he's touring schools in Miami, that means he's moving his children.
Yeah.
Whereas
that's where we know he's laying his, like, you know, that famous song, wherever he lays his hat is his home.
What about the Beats moving to Miami? Do you know that one?
Who?
I'm moving to Miami.
No, I only know the Will Smith version.
I guess my only point is that this is where it seems like his home base is going to be when he retires. From
what's
football.
The song where they go to Kokomo? I like that.
Oh, I do too. That gets the shoulders going.
That's our Beach Boys, right?
Oh, yeah, you nailed it.
Well done.
Of course I know.
Name another Beach Boys song. Can't do it.
I
can name 15 of them right now for you. How about Good Vibrations? You ever heard that?
Yeah, I heard that one.
Little St. Nick, you ever heard that one?
Hit.
Yeah.
Guy sitting here acting like he's a musicologist, can't name more than one Beach Boys song.
Well, name me another song rather than Goodbye Vibrations by Marky Mark.
By Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch?
Yeah.
Or Marky Mark solo?
No, Marky Mark.
Oh,
yeah.
This is good.
I think Marky Mark only had one hit.
No, he had another one.
He did?
Yes. Where's your hip hop knowledge? You're so vast on all this music.
How bizarre.
All you've done is rip Eminem and say he has zero talent.
I didn't say Eminem had zero talent.
Now you're telling me
you're fraudulent.
Now you're telling me Mark Wahlberg is a talented rapper.
No, I said Eminem's not in my top five. I never said he didn't have talent. The other song is Wild Style.
Okay. Wiggy, your lead, please.
Yes, my lead. This is for the person. What was it, the Twitch or the text line?
It was the text line.
It was the text line. Okay. So here's what this stat line has to be for Mac Jones. Over 4,800 yards. I was a little below the 35 touchdowns, but 33 touchdowns and 7 interceptions. That has to be Mac Jones' stat line under Billy O'Brien. And that was the best stat line for a quarterback that played for Billy O'Brien in 2020, and that was Deshaun Watson.
Okay.
And there was no DeAndre Hopkins. Okay. He had traded away and Brandon Cooks was the leading receiver on that team. So when I said, because if you look at the quarterbacks that Billy O'Brien had, it was Osweiler, Brock Osweiler. It was Fitzpatrick, Brian Hoyer. And those guys basically, you know, gave you nothing in the sense of the quarterback. His best quarterback was Deshaun Watson. That was his best season. So now what are your expectations for Mac Jones going into this year?
And that's yours right
it,
there.
It has to it be. It has to be. You can't be 25 touchdowns and 15 interceptions.
All right, Wiggy, thank you very much.
You got it.
If you've been wondering, and we've talked about it a lot on this show, why this Bruins team has the best record in the NHL, then I think maybe you got an answer on one of the reasons from A.J. Greer the other night. A.J. Greer was interviewed between periods by Courtney's friend, Sophia Yershishanovich. And she asked about what it means to be a Bruin, and his answer is all we need.
Can you just describe a newer person to this team, what it's like being a Bruin?
Like you said, it's a culture. It's a brotherhood. It's as soon as you step in that locker room, there's a set of values and a respect for not only the guys around you, but also for the logo, for the city, and for the hardworking people who contribute to, you know, our success in TD Garden and all over. You know, you go see games and we're playing on the road. There's Bruins fans everywhere. And I think that we cherish that so much, just being able to have such loyal fans and fans that stick with us. And I think that we have a special group this year. So it's just an honor to every day to come to the rink and be a part of this group for me.
Merci and bonne chance.
Merci beaucoup.
Chills.
Oh.
I mean, that is leader. That's the leadership of the veterans on that team. That's a guy who actually cares about the fans who are paying money to go see him play.
Yeah.
Cares about the city that he plays for. That's it in a nutshell.
Yeah, they should print out that exact quote and put it up somewhere.
Yeah.
That is exactly what you want to hear as a fan for this team. It's nice to root for a team that is winning. Obviously,
mm-hmm.
It's even better to root for a team that's winning and it's a bunch of likable guys who all like each other and are doing it for each other.
So. All right. Well, those are the leads this morning. Coming up, we will get to what are we doing with Chris Curtis after 7. And then at 7:20, Dante Scarnecchia will join us for Dante Says. And we'll talk about Bill O'Brien and other things going on currently in the NFL with Dante Scarnecchia. It's a Bruins Thursday. Mike Milbury coming up at 8:20. I love the listeners of this show. Because they're always able to come to the defense of those who need it. On the Subaru of New England text line, were you reading the text messages during the break, Curtis?
I was not. I missed it. What happened?
Wiggy's big flex during the during the Marky Mark discussion. He didn't even get the song title right.
Yeah, it was Wild Style.
No, it's not the title of it.
Oh, that's the name of the song.
No, it's not.
What's the name of the song?
Wild Side.
What'd I say? Well,
you said Wild Style.
My bad. Wild
Style. You didn't even get it right.
I was close. And it's been so long. I knew there was another one. That was his better song, though. All right, Wild Side.
All right.
I got half right.
Okay. Here's your guy, TC. Hey, TC.
What's up, guys?
What's going on?
I'm trying to do a better job at not, like, stressing out, veins popping out of my neck, eyes popping out of my head. When I hear Wiggy talk about Mac Jones, Wiggy, buddy, do you know how many people threw for 35 touchdowns this year?
Not many.
Not many. So you want Mac Jones is supposed to be Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, and Patrick Mahomes next year. The only guy to touch 30 touchdowns was Geno Smith, which is fine. So, and to be honest with you, if you want to say 30 touchdowns, that's fine. Shoot for the stars. Because Mac Jones is a hell of a player. He's going to be a hell of a player, and you're scared to death.
30 touchdowns. Okay, I'll take 30.
I'd be scared to death.
I'll take 30.
No problem. But here's the main reason why I called. Because I love Mac, and I can't wait. I just don't call to get into it because I try to keep it the stress down.
Yeah.
But anyways, A.J. Greer.
Yep.
I want you to do me a favor and ask Mike Milbury today because he's the best. Because he's a hockey guy.
Yeah.
True and true hockey guy. Ask him if you look up last 10 years, I'd say. Find a guy in the NBA to say half as good as what A.J. Greer said, you won't find it.
No.
It's unfortunate that the NHL, although it's getting better, it's getting more coverage in this society, in this country, but it's such a shame that there's not more people that actually get it, that the NHL is the professional outfit. That I mean, the NFL is obviously king, But the NHL deserves a lot more credit because most guys are the A.J. Greers out there.
Yeah.
They do care about the old people of the society that used to work for a living and not be entitled and actually know the word accountability. But anyway, that was just tremendous lead, Greg Hill. Oh, good show. Great show. You guys do a good job. And Wiggy, I used to get mad at you, but you're just crazy when it comes to Mac Jones. That's all it is.
TC, you're a nut. That's hockey. That's hockey in a nutshell. That's a guy who's making $750,000.
That's right.
And the guy that makes
$50 million cries about doing media. NBA. That's the culture. Bunch of punks.
All right.
Do you pity people who make $750K, Greg?
No, I don't, Curtis. Please, Curtis.
I love TC and his hockey tuts.
Where do you rank
NBA guys?
Where do you rank him collar wise?
He's up there.
Yeah, he's definitely up there.
Yeah.
I also just
like
love
there's no DBs that play in the NHL.
I love how he starts off just so calm. And even if it's just the last 5 seconds and I'm waiting for it, it's just he's probably one of the top. I think he's the top caller for
TC
me.
He is?
Yeah. Oh,
wow. Really?
Well, because he for never you, comes okay. at me. He goes at Wiggy, which is I can just sit back when I see his name pop up. But
I don't mind that. I like it.
I don't
it.
Know. I know who Curtis doesn't like when it comes to callers. Yes. I don't know who his favorite callers are, though.
I also like David.
Yeah.
David? What, professional athlete, David?
Yeah.
Oh you like God. David?
You don't?
No.
Oh my God!
Curtis doesn't
always
like the guy from Fall River. Who's the guy?
Oh, Steve. He is the leader in the clubhouse.
And I like our friend from Scituate.
Oh, Jerome.
Is it Jerome?
Yeah.
Love him.
Stephen Fall River is the only guy that hated the last 20 years here. The best 20 years any city of any team of with any team on the planet.
What about Danny and Quincy?
No, I like Danny. Okay. He's a nut, but he gets me going.
Where do you stand on D, the Steelers fan?
Oh.
Yeah, I like Derek. Yeah.
Okay.
Ken hates him.
What about Angry Principal Dave?
Love him.
Ugh.
Love him? Yeah.
Because he and Curtis, just seeing his name angers Curtis.
Yeah.
Like, once his name pops up, I can just sense Curtis.
He always calls up mad with these things, and then we always throw things back in his face. He's like, oh, well, yeah, but I didn't mean it like that. Yeah, I'm a teacher. I'm a principal.
You know who is unappreciated is Maria from Watertown.
Oh, the best. She is.
You have said everything.
Courtney Love.
There's not one person.
Well, there was one person I didn't like. He doesn't call anymore.
Michael?
Yeah. Yep.
The sausage weirdo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody else, like, they're fine. I like Kyle from Lowell.
You love everybody.
In the beginning, I wasn't really a big fan of his. Now I like him.
Courtney's just got love for everybody. Michael.
You know what? Much easier to be nice to people than mean.
There you go.
Some people
Take
could
that
learn
approach.
That.
It takes more muscles to frown than to smile.
Sure does, Curtis.
Write that down.
More wrinkles, too.
How'd they know that, though?
Brotox.
I mean, if it doesn't take muscles to pull the weight up and pull it down, so what's the difference?
Wiggy, it's just one of those things that's probably not true, but we've said it so many times that people believe it.
All right, TC mentioned Mike Milbury. He will join us at 8:20 on this Boston.
He's a hockey guy, like me.
On this Boston Bruins team, which is may end up being the best ever to play in the NHL. Can you imagine that?
Well, Milbury doesn't agree with that.
What do you mean?
He said that they're nowhere near the 77.
No, he didn't say nowhere near.
Yeah, he did. He said that team had what?
Nowhere near.
And how many? That was a bit ago when he said.
No, he said that they had, what, eight or nine Hall of Famers. Now, he did agree with Shime, who Shime compared them more to the 2019 Lightning.
Yeah.
So he said, yeah, that's more like that. But he goes, I can't put them in the same category of those Canadian teams because he goes, I played against them and they had, what, eight or nine Hall of Famers on the team.
But you can't compare anything when the league was so much smaller.
I'm just going based off of what Milbury said. You know, he's the hockey guy. I defer to him.
And weren't there rules that Montreal got to keep all the great Canadian players?
The commissioner was like in cahoots with the Canadians.
Okay,
yeah,
so I would say you can't compare.
Yeah, I mean obviously the free agency thing, you can't compare players because players bounce around. I think that's what makes Brady's success so amazing is that in the world of free agent, just like the person who said something on the text line, well, they had DeAndre Hopkins, right? well, you might not get a DeAndre Hopkins. What does that mean? Let's see what you could do. Do you elevate people around you?
Yeah.
I.e. Lamar Jackson. He elevates the play of others around him. You might not have a Tyreek Hill or Steph Diggs or a Justin Jefferson.
But you have to go. You would have to go. And obviously, I may have been alive during the period, but I was young and not paying attention. Curtis, I was young during the 70s. Shine brought this up the other day. I think you'd be hard-pressed to find a team that has two incredibly hot goaltenders. They're 1 and 2 in the NHL.
Yeah, I mean, going into tonight's game, Jeremy Swayman has an equal save percentage to Andrei Vasilevskiy, who is an unbelievable, one of the better goaltenders in the league. And Swayman is playing as well as him. Oh, and by the way, Omark's playing even way better than both of them. Mm. Like, it's insane to me.
Well, that's why when Wiggy starts to, you know, predict a collapse in the playoffs, you have two hot goaltenders.
Mm-hmm.
You have veterans who have been there before.
Right.
Done it before.
Right.
I mean.
And how long did you have a Vezina winner for? So having a hot goalie, yes, is great. We've seen them win a Stanley Cup with Tim Thomas. But we don't know what Omark is, and we damn sure don't know what Swayman is in the playoffs. So they might be hot all year long. If they don't perform well in the postseason, are we not sitting here going,
yeah, but you're always like a glass
half. No, I'm not a glass half. I'm asking.
Half empty would be.
Half empty.
I am half full.
My thing is that I can thank baby Jesus that we can finally put an end to the if you have two goalies, you have none nonsense.
Right.
Because the bees are hotter than a pistol right now, and they have two goalies. And you can win, Dale, with two goalies, so put that in your pipe.
And the only reason why I'm talking about that is because they're so hot. The regular season, from here on out, it means absolutely nothing. Right? They can.
Well, other than home ice.
Yeah, but I mean.
They're going to have home ice.
In the sense of the way that they're playing during the regular season, aren't we all sitting here watching these Bruins and going, okay, let's get to when it counts. Let's get to the postseason.
Yeah. All right. Coming up next, Aaron Rodgers with an answer for those like Chris Curtis who don't like him. We'll get to that next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.